Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Derek.
Hey, Kay.
I got that recorder in just in time, didn't I?
I saw something being plugged in right as that Blog Talk Radio jingle came on.
Anyway,
We're all good.
It's a Nintendo fan show. Are you excited?
Yay, very excited.
I'm super excited. What are you excited to talk about today?
Well, I'm excited to talk about a couple of NES games, one of them being 3D World Runner.
3D? Oh, I remember that game.
Yeah.
I'm super excited to talk about Zelda.
And another NES game that I'm excited to talk about wasn't a big hit, but I'll get more into it, RC Pro-Am.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
And I'm going to talk about why I'm Pikachu.
And I'm going to talk about why I am Peach.
Sweet! And I want to talk about Harvest Moon because it's the best.
Oh, boy. Wait, that's it, isn't it?
Oh, sorry, and finally.
Finally!
Can't get it right.
I was like...
And finally.
I was waiting for the next thing.
I'm going to talk about Harvest Moon.
Three things. All right, awesome.
Harvest Moon, that's it. Start the show.
All kinds of video game stuff coming up right after this.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show. Let's go.
Hello.
Hello.
Zelda.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hi.
Zelda.
Ready?
I'd rather be shooting than the cunt of Katy Perry. I think it's time I got some recognition, don't you think? Legend of Zelda, Legend of Link.
L to the I to the N to the K. Wear tights every day, don't give a damn what you say. Got bigger balls than even Evel Knievel. And he ain't gonna stop till the world is free of evil.
I'll break all your pods and I bet I hear your bitch. I've got the Triforce of Courage.
Hey yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show.
I love Smosh, by the way.
Awesome intro.
I hope they don't sue us because we're playing this, but I think this is the most awesome thing ever.
Hopefully we're okay. I'm sure we are.
We love you, Smosh.
That's
we love
right.
You, Ian, Anthony. Love you guys. Even I'm like your world's oldest fan. Trust me, I'm old enough to maybe be like your aunt or something.
Yeah, we are broadcasting live from Boston. Today is June 10th, 2012.
Woo!
Oh, we're still mowing lawns, I guess.
Yeah. It's happening every week. It's
I don't know. And I am Derek. Whoops. Oh. This is the Derek and Kay Show. Wrong button.
Derek and Kay Show, though.
Right next over here, I am Derek.
Derek Kalish.
And right over there is Kay.
Kay Patterson Shaw.
And I'm Snivy. Snivy's a Pokemon.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure what that was.
In case you haven't noticed, this is a trend. I'm a different Pokemon every week.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
How fitting for today.
Absolutely fitting for today.
Yeah.
Snivy was actually the Pokemon I chose for my starter Pokemon for Pokemon Black and White. Thank you very much.
Oh.
And I got the Pokemon Black because the Pokemon on the front looks like a girly type Pokemon, so I got that one instead of Pokemon White.
It looks like a what kind?
Girly.
Oh, girly, right.
Yeah, because it's white and fluffy, kind of.
Okay.
So I wanted that one. That's the only reason I bought that game.
Wow.
I'm girly. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Girly.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes.
Anyway.
What's up?
We mean, what's up?
Oh, I was like, what's going on?
There's nothing going on.
All right.
So, welcome to our Nintendo fan show,
That's
everybody.
Right.
So, this is the time where we're going to celebrate what actually, I think, brought us together as
I
friends.
I would say so, yeah. This is really great.
I don't think we'd be as close of friends if it was not for Super Smash Brothers Melee.
That is true.
I'm not even sure how we talked about how we played that game at one point, but we were like, let's get together and play and drink, and that's what we did for years and
it
years
happened.
And still do.
That's right.
It might even happen tonight.
7+ years?
Yes.
Has it been more than... Is 6 years? 7 years? I don't even know. No, it's more than... It's got to be more than 6 years.
Are you kidding me?
Because we've been...
No, because I've been married 5 years, and we played for years before I got married.
Yeah, it's probably getting on
oh
8 years.
Oh, my goodness.
The same silly-ass game. Well,
so
two different versions of it.
We saw Super Smash Brothers.
That's right.
So I'm Pikachu, and
that's right.
Derek is Peach, which I still don't understand.
Maybe I should talk a little bit about that.
You might want to talk about a little bit about it. And we will open it up to the callers in just a little bit. So if you're holding on the line, just hang on and we'll get to you in just a little bit.
Yeah, awesome. So I don't know. I got into Brawl, or I guess it was Super Smash Brothers, the original one on the N64.
Never played it.
That's when I first started playing a little with my cousin Alex. And there wasn't Peach at the time, but I did do a lot of Kirby. And I don't know when we got to, exactly.
It wasn't a sound effect, by the way. That was me.
That was great. I was just thinking. I don't
He's
have a Kirby
super
one.
Super annoying.
He's super annoying. Very taunty. And then, I went to Peach because, I wasn't very good at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So she was pretty easy. You can float around. She was light.
Mm-hmm.
But then I like Peach. She's very unassuming, you know.
Hi.
And she's got the. Wow, that's perfect. And you know, she's got the pink dress. Wow.
I'm pretty good, right?
It's really good. Wait.
Did I win?
Oh, I don't have
does
that.
She say that anymore?
She does say that. I think
she does.
She does.
You don't have that on soundboard, though.
I don't.
Did I win?
That's pretty spot on.
I should be a voiceover artist.
That's Kay, by the way.
La 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 la.
Wow.
Hi.
You might have a future.
It's just me doing Peach impressions.
Pretty damn good.
I know. I'm gonna kick that bitch off her job. I want the Peach voiceover career.
I think you can nail that. She's got the pink dress, the high heels. I don't know. I just thought she was funny, like in the brawl.
She is
all
funny.
All out fight, you know, throwing turnips, a frying pan, tennis racket, golf clubs. I mean, it's just kind of random, right?
My favorite part is the tennis racket.
Yeah.
Somebody with the tennis racket.
It's pretty good.
Or the golf club.
It hurts.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
And the evil dead turnip that she pulls out. And
that is killer. But they have online all the percentages of what she pulls out of the ground. You know, like what percentages to pull the dead one. And it's really, really rare.
How much does it damage you if it hits you, though?
It's in the 30%.
Oh, my God.
I think it might be 34, 36% if you get hit with that dead turnip. That is the only turnip, I believe, that can actually KO you.
I've been KO'd by
deal.
It before.
Yeah, which is pretty exciting.
I don't
want to
admit that, but it's been,
No, I get sized when I pull that.
It's pretty good when you pull that. Anyway, we're probably getting a little bit premature into the Smash talk.
Sorry, a little, yeah.
But we do have a lot of Smash stories to tell.
That's right.
Because there have been a lot of events during Smash, one that involves 9 and 9 apples, which we definitely have to tell.
Oh, that's a good story.
Anyway,
I wasn't even thinking about that.
Oh, the 9 and 9 apples night was good.
It was really good.
Many nights with the Dreamcast with the emulator, and there was both a 9 and 9 apples incident and a Manhattan incident.
Oh, yep.
Both I don't know if during I can, a Smash night.
I don't know if I can tell the difference of those two times.
Oh,
I remember some of those details.
They were very similar.
Yeah, a little fuzzy.
Yeah.
A little fuzzy in that memory.
But anyway, so NES, of course, was the first system that we all had for access to here in the United States. And my favorite game was Zelda.
Oh, yes. Yes.
But you know how far I got?
How far?
I got to the 7th dungeon and then I quit. Quit.
Oh.
I could not get any further. I got so frustrated.
Yeah.
There's more than 7, right? There's 8, right?
You know, I don't know, but I was really into Zelda, the NES, the original one, the gold cartridge.
Were you?
And
yes, I had the gold cartridge too. It got sized. I was like, it's gold. This is a money cartridge.
I am pretty sure. I don't remember all the details of going underground, but I am pretty sure. I should.
You just got accepted.
I am pretty sure I have finished it.
You finished it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I remember playing that.
This is a revelation because I'm not sure that you had finished any Zelda game.
Really?
I thought that you hadn't finished like a single Zelda game.
No. That's the only one
finished.
I used to play.
Oh.
And it's the only one that I finished. But when you finished?
When I was a kid, thought it was pretty hard.
It's damn hard.
I got to 7th level and I was like, I quit. Quit.
And I should say it's probably one of the only times when I was playing as a kid by myself where I get so worked up and sweating and my hands were sweating.
You start shaking.
And the controller, you start shaking. And it's tense when you're down under there and you're running out of the hearts.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. But I think you finish that and then you just come back up. That's the end of it. Like it just kind of repeats.
Oh, don't you get to play again as like it's tougher a little bit.
Yeah, that must be what it is.
But there was a password you could put in to play that and get started. If you entered your name as Zelda, right? You got to play the second quest, whatever that was.
Clever, very clever.
I don't know. I'm curious to who's on the line, aren't you? It's driving me crazy.
Oh, we got someone on the line.
Yeah, let's. All right,
all right, awesome.
Let's talk to someone from the 347. You are on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you guys?
Good.
Pretty good. How are you?
What's your name?
I'm Victor from New York.
Hey, Victor from New York. Thanks for calling the Derek and Kay Show.
Cool. I tweeted at you guys, and you guys tweeted back, and I was like, oh, let me call in.
Oh, awesome. Sweet. Oh, sweet. So are you an avid Zelda player, or are you?
Yes, very, very big Zelda player. Got all of them, played all of them.
You've done all of them so far?
Not the Game Boy ones and the Game Genie ones. Those kind of, I feel like those are riff-raff. But, yeah, all the major big ones, you know, I've played them, beat them.
Wait a minute. What's Game Genie?
I remember the Game Genie.
What is that?
Was there a Game Genie? I was just lumping that in with the Game Boy and Game Boy Advance.
Wait, I thought that was an addition that you would put between the cartridge back in the day.
What?
Maybe get...
Oh, I'm thinking of Game Gear. I think I meant to say Game Gear then.
Yep.
Game Genie, you're right. That was the add-on.
Yeah, I never had that, but I remember reading a lot about it. And,
really? I don't even know anything about Game Genie or Game Gear.
Like Black...
Oh, really?
Game Genie was the internet, right? I mean, basically.
That's right. Before we could find all those codes and stuff on the internet. That's
it was
true.
Scandal times?
Yeah.
You get like a book
I'm
of
sorry?
Codes. You get like a book of codes, and then you had the hardware that would go between the cartridge, and then you'd enter like a code to be able to do something in the game.
Oh, isn't
I
that?
I think that's how it worked.
Isn't that cheating,
yeah.
though?
It was cheating, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying it was basically the internet.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Yeah, I've been, I gotta admit, I've been a little frustrated at Skyward Sword a few times in the past couple of months, and I just was like, I'm too old, I don't have time for this, and I just go to the internet and look to see what the solution was.
You could have used Game Genie.
I could have used
true.
Game Genie back then. I've only done it, I will say, twice in the past couple of months, because I genuinely do want to solve the puzzles with my brain.
Right.
But there are times when I've said I'm too old, and I don't have enough time for this.
You're
I'm
right.
Getting fresh. I'm about to throw the Wii remote into our silly plasma TV.
That's bad times when that happens.
It is bad times. I get so, oh, and the cats are like, why is she so pissed? So, Victor, what is your favorite Zelda incarnation so far?
I have to say, because it is my first, and I just have such, I personally think it was the best, I would say the Ocarina of Time.
Ocarina is my favorite too, man.
Mm.
Ocarina is so good.
I want to say I'm a if that's the correct word, symptom of because it was my first Zelda game, you know, so I tend to think that one was the first. That one was the best.
I can relate to
you know
that.
What I mean? Kind of like the first video game you ever play, you always think it's the best. But, yeah, Ocarina of Time, I just, you know, I feel like it was so epic, you know, between this. When you split them, the you know, it was younger and older.
It was really epic.
Everything comes full circle. Yeah.
I loved that game. Derek hasn't played that game.
I've seen a lot between you guys, and my cousin used to play a lot, so I used to like hang out with him and play.
I think I've played that sucker through at least 10 times.
What? So
yes, exactly.
So good.
Which system was that on?
64, baby.
Okay. Yeah.
And 3DS. Thank you very much.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I didn't play that one.
Oh, I did. Oh, you got. Oh, it's so good. When the 3D really makes it a whole new experience. It's great. Great. But
yeah, I played it in the stores. Go on, I'm sorry.
Did you ever play the second Legend of Zelda game, The Adventure of Link? That game sucked.
Oh, the side scroller.
Yes.
Yeah, that kind of wasn't as good.
That was so hard.
A little bit of a...
It was super hard. Why was it so hard?
I don't know. Music was cool, though, I have to say. That was pretty...
Music was cool.
I liked the music. Was that on NES also?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I think I've seen it on my emulator.
Oh, that's right. Derek
has
a Dreamcast, and he's got an NES emulator.
It's awesome with hundreds of
games.
Yeah.
Wow. We spent many nights playing Sailor Fuku.
Oh, that's right.
I was trying
to find some of those clips.
That was one of those dirty games from Japan.
Famicom, we didn't have it here.
What happened during that game was we'd climb up a ladder, and like there was things falling down at you. It was kind of like Donkey Kong. But then once you got to the top, you would see a dirty picture.
Yeah, that's all that would happen.
You would go to the next level. It was amazing.
And by the way, the gameplay on that was horrible.
It was horrible.
You just
hitting
buttons like B A B A
B A B A
just to go up the ladder.
Oh, terrible!
That's the game. That was crazy.
Those are the kinds of games that you need cocktails for.
Yeah, it makes it a fun night.
So what other NES games did you play? Did you play any NES games, Victor?
Yes, I'm actually I have I kind of have it ironically set up that I have the Wii and the NES hooked up.
Nice.
You know, they're both hooked up, kind of like a little throwback. I am currently in a DuckTales craze.
DuckTales.
Wow, I don't think I ever played that.
I remember that.
Oh,
interesting.
It's really cool, but it's really hard. I think games were just harder back then.
Oh my god, games were hard then. Games were so hard then.
Oh yeah.
Do you remember?
Great precision.
I had a Mickey Mouse game. It was like Mickey Mousecapade or something like that.
What did the cover look like? Could I feel like I remember it too? I'm thinking of the 7-Up game.
You played as Mickey and Minnie, which was very annoying because if Minnie died, then you, like, or she could have gotten taken away or something like that, and you had to go find her.
Oh, it would change.
Yeah, it was hard to play without her, and sometimes she would get stuck in places. It was just really hard, and I think I got, like, I played for hours. I always played these games for hours and hours on end.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I never won. I think there were only two NES games that I won.
Yeah, me too.
Two. And I'm going to throw it out there because it'll be a trivia question later.
Okay, if you're listening, yeah.
They are.
Take note.
The Goonies, which is a very unpopular game, and Super Mario Bros. 2, which was one of my favorite games, actually.
Yeah.
Wow, 2 is impossible.
Oh, I love it.
I would have went with 3. Super Mario 3, I feel like everyone beat. Like,
I never.
For you, I guess.
I never had it. I was a loser back then.
Super Mario 3?
Yeah, I never got
yellow.
That.
Got it either.
That was that we could turn into a raccoon, that game?
Yeah. Oh, that's like the classic NES game you have to have.
And it had the ship where you, the airship or whatever.
Oh, right. That's where that level's from. Yeah, yeah. So maybe I should mention my two games that I finished.
Yes.
Well,
you only finished two, just like me?
For NES.
Oh, okay.
As far as I can remember. And mine would be...
That would be a shame if I had only finished two games my entire lifetime, wouldn't it? Bad times.
Mine would be Mario 1.
You finished that one?
Yeah.
I only got up to level 8, too.
Pretty damn proud of that. It's not actually that bad. There's a few underworlds that I think are pretty bad. Well, no, there's a few parts that are pretty bad, right?
Yeah.
And
Jumping.
Precision Jumping, yeah. And then, of course, the original Zelda.
And that's it?
That's as far as I can remember. There are other games I've spent hours on and got nowhere.
Games were hard. Kid Icarus, hard.
Yeah. Didn't have that.
I watched it being played. Did you ever play that, Victor? Kid Icarus?
You know what? I remember the cover. I've seen it being played. I've never played it, no. Can't say I have.
It was another really hard precision jumping game, and those are really hard. But Super Mario Brothers 2, for some reason, I mastered.
Yeah, it wasn't the same as 1 as far as that jumping was.
No, I could beat that joint in 3 hours. I would and the Goonies too. I would time myself to see how fast I could do it.
Wow, that's crazy.
It was crazy.
It's pretty great.
Do you have any other stories you want to share with us, Victor, before we go to the next caller?
I might as well add the two games I ever beat. I think I beat more than two, but for the sake, just because you guys are saying, I feel like I only beat two. And it is actually the first and second Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I don't know if you guys ever played that one.
I did play it.
Snap.
I don't think I ever
played the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle game.
I don't know.
Classic.
I don't know which version, which one I had, whether it was one or two, but I remember having it. They were two-player games?
The first one was a one-player, and that one was really hard. You could play as all four turtles. You even get to drive the van around.
Nice.
very close to, like, the television show. Oh, I'm sorry, compared to the second one. The second one was the more arcade version with the logo on the top and, you get a point for every death. That was the second one.
I think that's what I had, yeah.
That one was popular in the arcades, too. It actually was called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, the arcade game.
Oh, okay.
Ah,
yeah.
Never had it. I only had the cute. I had the girly games like Kirby. Although Kirby was I beat Kirby. But you know when I beat Kirby, and this is sad because I got an NES when I was like 10, and that was like in 85 or something, 86.
I think that's about when it came out, yeah.
And I had the Kirby game. You know when I beat the Kirby game? Freshman year in college.
Oh wow.
Freshman
year. I was gonna say 2012, but.
Oh, I wish that was 2012, but it was a little longer ago.
I do have to ask one thing. Is that included in the trivia question? Is it now 3?
Oh, yeah. I guess that's included.
Yeah,
thanks, Victor.
All up for grabs. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's up for grabs now. So that'll be later, later in the show.
Yeah.
If you want to call back, you might win. All right.
I already forgot the other two, but thank you.
Uh-oh. Well, maybe you'll remember later. All right. Well, thanks for calling.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. We got another caller from the 562 area code. You are on the Derek and Kay Show. Hello.
Welcome.
Hello.
Hello. Who is this?
This is Juan Carlos from Long Beach.
Juan Carlos,
oh,
what's
hey.
Up? We met on the
Hey, team. How's it going?
Nice.
I saw you guys' message. I guess it was retweeted by, I forget what other website on Twitter, but I said, we're looking for Zelda fans, for NES fans out there. If whatsoever we can find any in North America, would you send them our way? And I'm like, I am familiar with these games of video. So I can
and I have to give a shout out. Zelda Universe. Can I get a ding, Derek?
Oh, yes.
Thank you so much for retweeting our tweet. We would not have any listeners if it were not for Zelda Universe.
Oh, nice. Zelda
they
Universe.
Were nice enough to retweet my request.
Great.
Unlike some other websites who shut us down.
That's yeah, right. That happened. I saw that out there. I don't know what...
Pokey community.
That's right. We're talking to you.
Anyway, so which Zelda is your favorite, Juan Carlos?
I'm going to have to go with Link to the Past as my all-time favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
A lot of people really like that game.
I'm not picturing that.
I played a little bit of that, but I did not get all the way through. It's pretty hard.
It is. It's difficult, but as far as, like, just story and what you want to point at a moment in time where the Zelda game and the franchise really took off, I mean, that was it. I mean, this is after the second Zelda. People weren't expecting if it was going to be a side-scroller again or it's going to go back to the original Zelda game.
Yeah.
Right.
And then when Link to the Past came out, the dungeons, the boss fights, the story, and a lot of the elements that are in Link to the Past have carried on all the way up to Skyward Sword. I mean, even a lot of the music carried over, like the fairies theme, first originated in Link to the Past, and we still have it now. It's iconic in every single Zelda game from then.
Oh,
the
you know,
heart pieces,
you're totally right. You're totally right. You're totally right. It was Link to the Past that had a lot of that iconic stuff that's still going on in the series today. Especially
Absolutely.
Music.
And was this
Yeah.
Was this the third one? Is that right? Or
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Which system did it come out on? Because I did play it, but I think I played it on like a Game Boy Advance or like my DS or something.
That was, I want to say 1992 on the Super Nintendo.
Ah, Super Nintendo. That is like a... blank spot in my Nintendo
yeah.
history.
Yeah, me too, totally. Yeah.
I never had one.
Oh, wow.
Never had a friend or relative that I played one with. Yeah.
I mean, I think if you ask a lot of Nintendo fans, I think they would label Super Nintendo, especially those who are in their late 20s, early 30s, like myself, that Super Nintendo is like their all-time favorite Nintendo system.
Really?
Really?
I'm shocked to
hear that. Oh, absolutely. No, without question. I mean, and you have a lot of the... I mean, people got an NES, but when Super Nintendo came out, that's when we got F-Zero, Donkey Kong Country, Super Metroid, Super Castlevania, Link to the Past, Super Mario World. I mean, and we got a lot of great, like Street Fighter II was out on that, Mortal Kombat, Killer Instinct.
Right.
And then, of course, Earthbound was on there, too.
Is Mortal Kombat the game where they're like, finish him!
Right.
Full
I think
like,
so, yeah. Yeah.
Is that game?
I think, is that right?
That is that game, yes.
It's hilarious. I mean, I'm a girl, and I'm a girly girl, so I never, like, played that game, but I did see it in action, and I thought it was hilarious. Finish him!
Yeah, it was big in the arcade, too, right?
Yeah.
I think I knew one person with a Super Nintendo, again, not until college.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a Yoshi game that was associated with that, wasn't there?
Right. There was a Yoshi's Island, yeah.
Yoshi's Island,
oh, okay.
That's right. I think we played it on the emulator, and we didn't know what we were doing.
Oh, yeah, we did that, yeah.
Yeah, because
okay.
You have some Super NES on that
yeah,
Dreamcast
there's definitely,
emulator.
Yeah, there's a whole disc of those, too, yeah.
And Yoshi's Island, I was so confused by it. I was like, what do we do?
I dropped out around that time of the Super Nintendo to go to Sega.
Oh, you were playing Sonic the Hedgehog instead?
Yeah. Well, I don't think it was quite out yet, but I went with a regular Sega Master System.
Oh, fancy.
And then to the Genesis. I dropped out around that time, yeah.
Hmm. Well, I mean, I went right from NES to N64.
Yeah. I feel like most people I know did that.
I feel like most people I know did that too. Maybe yeah. we're not in the in crowd. Maybe
I don't know.
Juan Colors is yeah. cooler than we are.
That's right. Hardcore. Hardcore old school.
So I'm assuming you've played through Skyward Sword already, or no?
I have. Yes, I have.
Did you finished it already?
Oh, absolutely. I finished it. I think I took a couple days off work.
Nice.
I just saved up my sick days, and I just cashed them in and go, I'm done for the rest of the week.
That's awesome.
And I just devote, yeah. That's the only way, the way to do it, people with E3 when they call in sick for work.
Yeah.
And that's the way with any Zelda, and you're going to see that again, this year when you get some of these other big name titles coming out in November, and especially with the Wii U coming out later this year, you'll see a lot of people automatically get sick.
We don't have a date on the Wii U, do we yet? Or
no, but if Nintendo likes to repeat history, so every time they release a console, it is around November and it is before Black Friday, just so they know that people get the word out that this is the new system and it is going to come out. So get your money ready and get ready to drop it on Thursday.
I will totally drop the money.
That's pretty awesome.
I'm ready for Pikmin 3.
Oh, that's right.
Ready. I love Pikmin.
Yeah, it's. It's going to be fantastic, and I cannot wait to get it in retail.
Yeah.
It's got that big controller, though.
Yeah, I don't quite get how that's going to work. It's going to be like
I went to E3 last week, and I actually got to play it for about 15 minutes. Yeah, I did.
Oh.
So how was you are now our on-site reporter for E3.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Nice.
First they made me play. They asked that we play with the Wii Remote and the Nunchuck, and the control scheme is exactly how it is with the new Play Control Pikmin, and I'm assuming Pikmin 2. That's out for the Wii now.
Okay.
Same thing. If you played 1, you already know how to play 3. Then they gave you the controller, the big gamepad, and the way it worked is that you tilt the gamepad forward or back to aim the cursor. It didn't feel as good as the Wii Remote Nunchuck, but the guy who was giving the demo said that Nintendo was not yet set on the control scheme with the gamepad. They're trying to find a way to best figure it out. So they're still in the experimental stage of how the gamepad is going to utilize the motion to guide the cursor.
Oh, they're doing market research. I didn't play the new Play Control version.
Yeah,
no,
I never did
game.
Either.
I only played the GameCube versions of the game.
Yeah, old school.
I'm confused about how the controls work without all of the buttons. Is it
you pretty much just point to the screen where you want the Pikmin to go, and then you press A to fling them over, and you press B to call them back. So it's very simple, actually.
Oh, that's
great. I was really surprised. Yeah.
More complicated, like Smash doesn't work without
it's
the GameCube
completely different. Yeah, it's a completely different experience. Wait, so how do you move the character? How do you move like Omar or?
It's the same thing with the gamepad. You have the thumbstick on the left side.
Okay.
And then so you can move Olimar around like that, and then with
tilting
the other button, and then the other button you just fling the Pokemon. I don't know what Pokemon is. Pikachu sound effect. That's me. Fling the Pikmin with the A button. But it looks fantastic. It looks absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
It really is like the best looking game I've seen Nintendo's ever released so far. And I think a lot of people are going to be really surprised. It's one thing seeing it on a computer screen. It's one thing actually playing it on a high resolution TV and just being in awe, because the foliage, the water, everything looks extremely lifelike.
Oh, that's amazing. I'm excited for this.
I'm so excited because I
will get
love
me going.
Pikmin.
It's so great. Yeah.
Pikmin was one of my favorite. You know what? I think that Pikmin came out at the same time that I got laid off from my job, and it was like the best thing ever.
Good timing.
I mean, I didn't job search. I just played Pikmin and also Animal Crossing. That was the time. It was a great layoff time.
Oh, that's great. I'm so late to the party on Pikmin. I got Pikmin when it like a year or two after the Wii came out, and that's when I got in.
Oh, it's so good.
We play Battle. It's great.
Battle Pikmin. The new one, Pikmin 2, they just released today, actually, as the one of the bestsellers. Pikmin 2 for the Wii with the new control scheme.
Really?
Is out for $20 today. Yeah, it just came out today. So they're trying to get for those of us who have never played Pikmin, they were trying to get people back into, like, trying to introduce Pikmin to a new generation. Because it's been a long time since we had a new Pikmin game.
It has.
Yeah, as people, as great as 1 and 2 are, I can only imagine how fantastic 3 is going to be.
Awesome.
I think that's a great move on the part of Nintendo, because Pikmin is really one of their, I think one of their greatest games.
Oh, like, yeah.
That came out, you know, recently, yeah. You know, aside from the great other franchises that do exist. But I got really sad when some of my Pikmin died sometimes.
Oh, I know. It's bad times.
Super sad when the little ghost goes up and they go, ah!
It's really bad times.
Really sad. And super sad when like 50 of them die at once.
I know. Some of the crazy big bugs.
Or they get electrocuted because you can't save them.
And they all get fried. Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah, terrible. All right, well, callers, well, thanks for calling. And we loved your stories.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Thank you for that insight.
Well, have a good afternoon, guys. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Take care. Yeah.
Bye.
Hey, you think we should take a break?
I think it's time for a break. And then
it's definitely time for a break.
Maybe when we come back, we can...
jump to the next console.
Talk about... maybe a couple of other... real quick, I could talk about some of the video games.
Oh, the
I like
NES.
Up.
Oh,
yeah,
the NES. Yeah.
Some NES ones. That could be fun.
We could talk about it. Kicking it old school. I don't care.
Old school. All
kicking
right.
Kicking it old school.
I'll come on up after this.
This is the Darrington Case Show.
Are you in the market for a new used van? When you think van, think Vance Van Band Van Lot. Hello, I'm Vance Van Van, and I sell the sweetest vans in the city. They've got 8-track players, water beds, airbrush mural, beaded curtains.
Hey Vance, what's that weird burning smell?
Never you mind that, kid. You'll understand when you're older. Hey, okay, my vans don't come with satellite radio and GPS and la-di-da, but they do have character and carpeted walls. So, when you think vans, think Vance Van Van's Van Lot. Conveniently located down by the old abandoned airport that's probably haunted. You know the one. And remember, if Vance Van Van's Van Lots are rocking, be sure to stop in and buy a van. From me, Vance Van Van.
This is the Darrington Case Show.
Call the Darrington Case Show at 661-467-2416.
The Darrington Case Show.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, The Darrington Case Show.
I'm so damn boss, some people call me Gannon, but I'm not pig-headed, so much as big-headed. I kill them seeds with ease like cheese, I leave them shredded. Don't forget it, yo, I keep it retronomical, my skill is astronomical. I jump over the obstacles, travel across the land so that I can get my coins. And I'll score with the girl if she'll give me bonus points. Ain't no princess I can handle, the way I stretch is in the bed, they call me Bionic Commando. And just to give you an example, I'm like a cross between Rambo and Hattori Hanzo. I love to shoot 'em up, I love to slice and dice. A Nintendo can be used as a flotation device. It works for me, now I know that I'm the shit. I'm a bona fide pimp player. 8-bit, 8-bit, player than pimp.
Hey, it is the Darrington Case Show. We are back.
We are back. And I didn't mention that you can contact us.
Oh, it's right.
You can email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
You can find us on Facebook and like us by going to facebook.com/dkradio. You can call us at 661-467-2416 when we're live between 7 and 8 on Sundays. You can follow us on Twitter by going to Twitter and following us at our handle at DK Radio Show. And lastly, follow our blog at DerrickandK.blogspot.com. I did those all out of order. I don't have my sheet in front of me, and I didn't even know what...
I was pretty good.
I wasn't sure what our email address was. So I was totally confused.
I wanted to make sure I pressed the right button.
I was very distracted by the good song that's in the background.
Oh, it's so good, right?
Love it.
8-bit pimp.
8-bit pimp. 8-bit.
Nice.
I also want to say that today is Iced Tea Day.
Oh, fantastic.
So you be sure to listen to Iced Tea. Very funny. Oh, also, I wanted to say that remember last week?
Yeah.
We thought the beep was. We thought it was longer between the beep and the Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
jingle.
Yeah.
Blog Talk Radio.
That one.
It really was.
It really was.
This is how bored
I was. Like a half a second?
Oh, no. This is how bored I was.
You got the two together?
I got all kinds of information.
Awesome.
So on the 1st of April, it was 2.4 seconds.
Wow.
Between
time.
between the beep and the Blog Talk Radio jingle. On the 8th of April, it was 2.4 seconds as well. On the 15th, it was 3.4 seconds. On the 6th of May, it was 2.3 seconds. And on the 27th of May, it was 3.1 seconds. And on the and last week, it was 4.1 seconds.
Wow.
So that extra
That's a big difference.
Really makes a difference.
That one. So we never really noticed a difference before, but that one was so far out of whack.
Right. A whole second.
Wow. How come that can't be, like, spot on? You think that's, like, a pretty steady thing.
I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know.
Well, we're timing it off here. That's pretty good. So we're not crazy, then.
No, we're not crazy.
All right.
It was a whole second
that's great.
Longer than it usually is.
Wow.
And it didn't do the... But it did delay. So
well,
that second
so.
Makes a big difference.
I thought so. It threw us a little bit.
I also found a really
it's
funny
like
clip about when I talked over the jingle.
Oh, yeah?
And I actually thought about...
a few of these.
Here's my favorite one so far that I found when I was editing our sound clips this morning. Hey, Derek. Oh, crap. Did we get the... There's the jingle. See? I'm not
nice.
Doing too well. And I just... I was ready to go.
Oh, that one's for the books, the collection.
That was really good. I like that one. I like how you, like, kept going with it. You're
oh,
like,
crap. Hey, Derek. Oh, crap. Did we get the... There's the jingle. See?
There it is.
I'm not
nice.
Doing too well. And I just... I wasn't feeling very good.
I think I certainly done my share. I think I probably did more than you.
Really?
More talkovers?
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
A while I did like I felt like there's a few weeks I did like three in a row.
You did. There was a lot, and we've talked about this before.
I couldn't noodle it through that. We had to wait for all that stuff before we talked. I get it now. I get how it works.
I was actually thinking today that maybe it should just be a bit that I'm just going to talk over the Blog Talk Radio jingle like every time. And be like, I'm talking over the jingle.
I
don't know.
People do it. People do it. That most. I feel like most people don't even know what's going on.
I think it's a funny bit if I do it consciously. That's the rub.
That could be funny that way.
Consciously.
Or we say it together.
talking over the jingle.
That might be even better. That we
that's
just
a good bit.
We do it all like.
Blog Talk Radio. Yes. No, that's what I was thinking too. I was also thinking about that. It was all the, let's do
that
it.
Would be really
let's
fun.
Do it right
okay.
now.
One, two, three.
Blog Talk Radio.
I like that. Nice. That is funny. That would be good.
It's a simple thing.
that's nice.
Wait, I'm going to do it again because it made me laugh.
All right.
We'll do it again. I'll do it a funny voice this time.
Okay. One, two, three.
Blog Talk Radio.
Like we're taunting her.
We are.
I like that.
12 years old.
We could do that, and we could have the warbly one. I could play that while we do it all at the same time. That could be fun.
Oh, I love BTR.
Oh, good times.
There
good
are
times.
So many good things on BTR. Oh my gosh, today I was looking at random podcasts.
Oh yeah.
There was one.
There's some beauties.
Another one by some fifth graders.
Yeah.
Because they talked about fifth grade graduation.
Yeah.
It's called like Fun Friday Talk with Friends or something. It's really funny.
Uh-huh.
It's got a lot of alliteration.
Wait, what was it called again?
Fun Friday Talk.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
I knew that
it's
was
been
coming.
A while since that's happened.
I knew that was coming. I knew. And I just
kept it
rolled
out
into it.
Yeah, I know. I saw you try to get away with it. I gotta be honest, faster than that.
So it's called like it was called Fun Friday Talk with Friends.
Sorry, it was
two or three like fifth graders
yeah.
talking about what to do for fifth grade graduation
uh-huh.
party.
Uh-huh.
It was the funniest podcast I've ever heard. It was like it was 30 minutes. You know, it was a 30-minute like free account show.
Oh, okay. Those are the beauties.
It was genuinely hilarious because they're talking and they're like, no, people want to hear the music. Play a song. People want to
they're
play
fighting.
A song. Yeah, and they're like,
nice.
They're like, well, if no one calls in within 5 minutes, I'm just going to do karaoke the whole time. Wait, what are we going to do for the party?
Wow.
We're going to talk about the party. Oh, it's great. I hope they've done more than one show.
Yeah.
So it's not like a one-off kind of deal.
It could be fun.
That's Fun Friday Talk with Friends. Anyway, enough about Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, we're talking Nintendo.
We're talking Nintendo.
Woohoo!
You had some stuff to share.
I do have some stuff to share. A couple of my favorite NES games growing up. You know, this the NES hit at probably the most perfect time for us. Like, we didn't have anything like that. I guess there was Atari. I never had Atari. I had...
It was very nubbins, but it was fun at the time. Pong,
I had more nubbins
Space Invaders.
Than that. I had sort of
you had
the...
Game & Watch?
No, I had...
That's
pretty
nubby nubs.
Actually, I guess my very first game system was called the Magnavox Odyssey.
What the hell is that?
Which actually was a pretty good system, but it was kind of the nubs if everyone had Atari.
Is Magnavox still on this earth as a company? They made televisions and things, right?
Yeah.
And
No,
they made like VCRs and stuff.
Yeah, and they did make TVs back in the day.
But no, there's no more VCRs.
No, I don't think they're. I think they're gone. I think that's what happened to them. They went bankrupt. I don't know what happened to Mac. I don't see them in the store.
They're done?
They might be done.
You Thank you
up.
For using Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, no. That's scary to hear. That's a good one.
I know. I shouldn't put that on the soundboard because it makes it sound like
we're off the air? Wait a minute.
Oh, crap.
But it was a pretty good game, but it had a lot of like the fake versions of Pac-Man. It actually had a keyboard, too, and it had the joysticks. But anyways, the NES, I think, hit at a great time because it was like a perfect age for us,
it
right?
It was.
And it was like all new, you know, and...
Awesome.
I had it like in 86.
I got it for Christmas. It was the best Christmas ever.
I think I did too. Yeah. And I used to play that like crazy, play it with family and all that. Some of my favorite games, as I mentioned, RC Pro-Am.
What is that?
Now, I don't think this was a very popular game, but I just loved it.
Was it a racing game?
And it was a little racing game, little remote control cars.
Oh, wait.
This is not it. It will come up in a second, though. Yeah, so I think it came out like in the mid-80s, like right when it came out.
Uh-huh.
There it is.
Oh,
87.
Boy. It looks like
there's a title screen.
Monster Trucks. One-player start.
Yeah, so it's only a one-player game.
That's it?
But it was
like a really antisocial.
I know, it's really crazy.
It seems like it should be a two-player.
You never saw this?
No.
Oh, I used to freaking love this, and this is the only NES game that I still have the actual cartridge for.
Oh, you do?
I don't know why, but I have it.
You sell that joint on eBay for like
$50. I probably should, right? So you're right. You know what? This game is very similar, I have to say, to like Mario Kart these days. Like, you have all the same items, and I wonder if they went from this, if that was part of the idea.
Maybe they copied it.
So you basically are running around a track, racing around a track,
mm-hmm.
but the controls were really crazy. Like, you have to press a button, but it wasn't, you don't point the pad in the way you want to go.
Was it better or worse than Sailor Fuku?
It was better, but yeah, it's that same kind of weird thing. So you had items, you had like bombs and missiles, and you basically had to race the computer, and if you didn't come in the first three places, you'd get kicked out, and that's the end of the game.
Oh, that's it?
I never got very far
Games
in this
were
game.
So hard,
so
back
hard
then.
Right? But I love this freaking game. And then you get the tiles, you can spell Nintendo. I don't know what that did. I don't remember what that is.
That's very Nintendo that you would be able to spell Nintendo in the game.
And you get upgrades, and then you come through, and then like you upgrade your vehicle, but then you get knocked out. It was so tough.
Games were hard.
So hard.
There was no like when Zelda came out and it said continue, it was like a revolution. You were like, oh my god, I can freaking
continue. I know.
Holy
save
crap!
Points?
Yeah.
Never happened
you
before.
Save it.
Yeah.
Like in Super Mario Brothers, if you lost all your lives, that was it.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
You're
it. Start from the beginning.
Same with Kirby. That was hard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Kirby games.
Kirby was hard. Goonies was hard. Every one of the games were hard back then.
Really hard position
game. Oh, but you know what game I hated the most that was super hard, and I don't understand why it was even a game? Mother Fire Trucking. Ghosts and Goblins.
Oh, right.
Do you remember this game? Did you play this game?
No, I never played this game.
It's the worst game of all time.
But I played a different version of it on Genesis, which I think was called... Ghouls and Goblins, maybe,
what?
Or something. They changed the title, but it was the same game, basically with the armor. Because I've seen video of both games.
Yeah, you get hit once,
and then you lose your suit.
Yeah,
and then you're
naked. Yeah.
And I played it. They actually had a version of that on the Genesis, which is really a good game. I used to play that all the time. Really hard though, too.
It's super hard. I could never get past like the first couple of levels, and I would just die. Like you could only get hit three times, right? That was it.
I think so. You could get an upgrade armor. Like there was the regular armor that you started with, but I think there was like another version that you could get.
Mm-hmm.
Then you could get hit three times and then you're done.
I was mad. I was very dedicated for a while to getting further.
Yeah.
Like I would sit down and I'm like, I'm going to play this game. And then I remember the music quick. I'm do, 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 do.
Yeah, I sort of remember the music. I don't think it's changed because it was an arcade game, I think, originally.
It's the worst game ever. The worst game ever.
It's very frustrating.
Terrible frustrating.
Like you just get pummeled.
You get pummeled,
stuff,
and then you would
stuff flying into
you would
you.
Like disintegrate when
yeah.
you died. It
and
wasn't
you just
like
bones
yeah,
fall
just,
the
yeah, that's right. Yeah,
yeah.
Terrible.
It's gone.
Horrible.
That's it. Start over.
Oh, I hated it.
It was really tough.
Hated it. Hated it.
And you know, games. It was interesting picking out games back then because it's not like you can go online and check out like trailers of games like we do
right.
now.
Right.
I mean, you just kind of like if a friend has it, you would like. Maybe play it and be like, oh, I got to get that game.
Right, right,
or you
right.
might see an ad on TV, but that was probably... No, back then, were there ads?
There were. There was actually a Zelda ad that I saw on YouTube.
Was there?
Oh,
okay.
Ago.
Yeah.
And
so,
I'm sorry, I'm going to interrupt you and put this out there. So if anyone wants to call now and win the
$10
GameStop gift card...
Contest.
Call in and tell me which three NES games I won. There are three.
Right. Damn, I only remember two.
I don't even remember what they are. Let me see more.
I'm going to write those down.
Ready?
Contest time.
Contest time. So if no one calls in, though, I'll use that my gift card myself.
Oh, wow. How about
It'll
that?
Be fun.
How about that? Nice.
So what else you got?
So another game that I selected was 3D World Runner.
I loved that game.
This was a great game, and it came with 3D glasses. And it was like a...
Oh, I remember this.
Right, with the music.
I never had this game,
you
but my
did?
Cousin had it, and I used to be obsessed with watching him play it. Oh, this was so fun to watch.
I used to play this all the time, a lot.
It looks kind of frustrating.
3D, it's really hard. It was kind of precision, so it's a horizontal scrolling game, I guess you would say. And it's like a checkerboard pattern, and you would be running... And jumping over, you have to, like, avoid the enemies and jump over these big pits.
Oh, it's so fun. That looks like it's a loser right there.
That is a loser, yeah. And then you could... So you didn't have control over your speed.
The music's so insane.
It is crazy. But then you could hit these posts.
You could hit the posts and stuff would
and
come out.
And then get items. It was kind of really... It was kind of really crazy. And
it was super weird.
Very similar. People always compared this game to Space Harrier. That some people say it was a ripoff.
I don't know what that game is.
Space Harrier was by Sega, which was very similar. But I think the gameplay was very different in this, because you, I mean, it does look like Space Harrier with the checkerboards, but...
It's so crazy.
It was really hard.
I
never got
this.
That far on this, but I used to play this a lot. I do have this on the emulator, and it is really fun.
This was one of the games I only used to like to observe and not actually play. Like, this game and Kid Icarus, I loved to just watch. I would watch my cousin play for hours and hours and be so entertained by it. Because I wanted to see how far I could get, and this
is
one of my favorite things to watch ever.
It's really hard. So you collect the items.
It's super hard.
And then some of those posts you hit and get items, but these pink ones?
Yeah, they hurt you.
They
oh,
hurt you. So
that's a loser.
And like if you jump, and then that's
oh,
one of the bosses.
Oh yeah, that's when. That's so funny that that's the end.
Yeah, that's.
I love that.
That's great. So that's actually how long that person probably lasted. You know, it didn't even make it to, and that's the end of the game.
Pathetic.
Yeah.
Pathetic.
Well, those are some of those are a couple of my favorites growing up. I used to play a lot of those. And both of those games never got very far at all.
No.
Never did.
They're impossible.
And it came with those 3D glasses, the red and the red and blue. And it was kind of cool, actually. You get some depth there. It was kind of, I think it was like one of the only ones on NES that was like that.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think we should jump systems now because we're getting light on time.
Yeah, let's do it.
We have to talk about Smash.
That's right.
And again, give us a call if you want to win that $10 gift card. Tell me the three games I won. 661-467-2416. If not... I win.
Is that how it works? Yeah.
That's
or
what
we
happens.
Both win. Yeah.
We both win. So, Derek and I have been playing Smash for a long time. It's one of the main components of our relationship, actually. Like, we would play at night. We'd get food.
Yeah.
We'd get nachos, usually.
This was the thing.
We lived in Somerville.
Yeah.
And I lived in Somerville. And you lived in Cambridge. And we would make drinks.
Yeah.
And play Smash. Until we both got tired.
Pretty much. There was like no, it wasn't like, you know, let's who beat who or what we played.
Yeah.
We just played.
Until
we were
play.
Bored of it, I guess.
Yeah.
Or tired,
we fell asleep.
Like, yeah. Or in some of those cases, yeah, knocked out.
Because we're 8 years old and we'd fall asleep in the living room and sleep there. And then
like
wake up in the morning.
Like a couple of kids that we really are.
Yeah, we're at a sleepover. Yeah. We're like, oh, I'm tired. I'm going to sleep right here. And then wake up in the morning and play Smash again.
Yeah, that is awesome. And you know
the
what?
Best.
There's some times that I remember, and this might be some of those things we were talking about, mm-hmm. where I don't even remember stop playing. Like, I remember, like, waking up, like, with the TV on,
some weird-ass
station, and I like, what happened?
I know exactly what you mean.
I don't know what happened. Like, were we watching other TV? Like, why is it on another channel?
Well, one time.
Why is the controller out? Why is my watch gone? I don't. That's right.
One time we went to get these, we went to the Liquor World.
Yeah.
To get some stuff for, we like to make those sour apple martinis.
So good.
Instead of getting the pucker, we got the 99 apples schnapp.
Yeah.
And
pretty strong stuff.
The 99 meant the proof of the alcohol. So we poured this 99 proof alcohol into the shaker along with the regular, like, what is it, 60 or 70 proof vodka and like some lemon juice or whatever, and made these sour apple martinis that pummeled us.
Oh, yeah.
They weren't even like a huge size. They were just so incredibly strong with alcohol. It was like drinking straight up like moonshine or something.
Yeah, and I think it's even, I'm guessing when you start combining some of those liquors, I think it's even stronger than just drinking straight vodka, maybe.
You think it's an evil mix?
Well, the proof, wait, is it, you're saying it's 99 proof?
Yes, the 99 apples, yes.
Oh, my gosh. Okay,
yes.
So vodka, that's...
Vodka's like 60 or, isn't it? 60-something?
Oh, so that one...
Oh, so it's 40. 80, 40.
80
oh, it
proof.
Is?
And then the flavored one is 75. So that, wow, we really hit it hard. It's totally, like, out.
We're playing Smash, and all of a sudden we're like, wait, yeah, I'm just going to lay out right here.
We're pretty much at the same time. It's like,
terrible.
That's it. Yeah.
Yes.
Done.
And then another night happened like that when we had Manhattan.
Yes.
Because I was like, oh, let's make Manhattans. It'll be really sophisticated.
And I was like, I don't know what that is, but okay, I'll have one. Smells good.
It did smell great.
I was new. I was sort of getting new to the drinking by then.
Pummel.
Yeah, out.
Pummeled.
One and done, as
yes.
they say.
Oh, pummeled.
That was awesome.
Playing Smash and drinking, pummeled.
Good times.
But it somehow didn't interfere with the play ability.
As far as I know.
We were able to play and KO each other, but not... But
not as long.
But not as long.
Not quite, yeah.
Didn't last nearly as long.
Yeah.
Oh, Smash is still so much fun.
So much fun.
We have to tell the listeners about our Smash routine now.
We got to mention that, yeah.
So after we've been playing for a couple of years together, I met my husband, Tom, and he was totally new to the game, had never played Smash before in his life.
Yeah.
And he wanted to play with us because he wanted to be included in our fun time.
Sure, it's great.
So for some reason he chose Princess Zelda. I'm not even really sure why.
Zelda!
And so he ended up playing, and we ended up making these rules for when we played. And
yeah, I guess
and
that's right.
Because we had to have a stopping point, and because we're all very competitive.
Oh, yes.
The first person who got to 100 KOs was the winner of the evening.
Yes.
The winner is?
And then, from then, things started to evolve, because we had to keep statistics for a while.
No.
When did we start keeping statistics, actually?
I'd have to look in the book. I'm guessing it's like 05, 06, around there. Maybe
05?
Maybe 05.
I think so. I think 05.
Because I know I won spring of 06.
You have that date cemented in your brain.
Right. It's the only season I've actually won.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You know that? Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
That's sad, man.
I know. Tough.
You gotta win again.
It's tough.
What's this season standings, by the way?
It's tough, being Peach.
I know I'm winning.
Yeah, you're winning. So I keep the scores on the phone until they go into the spreadsheet. But I think you have four, and Zelda might have one.
I think you might have two.
You might have two now.
Yeah.
And I got Zippy.
Damn.
Yeah.
You gotta get in there.
I know. Trying to always try and play
anyway,
hard.
Anyway, Tom played for a while and eventually started pummeling both of us.
Oh yeah.
It's so inappropriate with the Dins fire. So annoying.
So cheap.
Very cheap.
Yeah.
Because I'm Pikachu.
Right.
I don't think Thunder's very cheap though, because that doesn't KO you guys a lot.
Yeah, but let me tell you something. That Thunder.
Cheepachu.
Yeah, it's what we call Cheepachu when you'll steal someone's getting KO'd as they're flying by. You'll touch them with
that
lightning.
Oh, that's the best move. I love doing that. But I mean,
that's the cheap at you.
You guys steal the KOs as people are going out the bottom too. I don't like that.
Yeah, everyone. I guess everyone's got to get them somehow.
I guess everyone's got to be cheap and dirty somehow. Dirty game, very dirty game.
So yeah, we actually keep a spreadsheet of these numbers. There's charts.
And now you have to win by two.
That's right.
You have to win by two KOs. Like if you have 100 and the person behind you has 99, you have to keep playing. We have to keep playing.
For some reason.
I don't know when that started.
I don't know either.
And now we have rules for whoever came in last has to call for the food.
That's right.
And or pick up the food for the next game. And whoever comes in second has to make the drinks.
Oh, yeah.
And whoever comes in first doesn't do anything.
That's right.
Which I think is totally unfair, but...
What's wrong with that? You've done well with that this season.
I have done well with that this season.
Just kicking back.
Pika.
Must be good for you.
Pika, pika.
Pika.
Well, not lately.
Yeah, like in the last couple of games or something like that.
It's been rough.
Well, think about what it's like for being Peach.
It's got to be hard to be Peach.
Yeah.
Hi.
Nice.
Oh, man.
It's crazy times. It's some of my favorite, I love it. I love the making fun of each other. It gets really intense.
Oh, the joning?
Yeah, the joning's great.
The teasing is and the crap talking has gotten very intense over the past few years.
It's
over Smash.
Super vicious.
It's very vicious.
I love when I start winning a little bit and then I know Tom gets really pissed.
Oh, then he starts getting mad.
And then he tells me how to play.
That's right.
I'm winning.
He says he's writing a book about how to play Smash.
Right.
And you always
can't wait for that to come out.
You always ask what page what rule is on. So if anyone out there wants to challenge us in a Wi-Fi game,
oh yes,
send us a tweet at DK Radio Show and we will set up a tournament.
Nice. Yeah, you can play against us.
We may or may not be playing tonight.
We may or may not. Oh, okay.
Depending on the husband's deal.
I see.
But I mean, those are the good. We played through Melee. We're playing through Brawl right now.
That's
pretty
right.
Good.
Pretty good.
Pretty
definitely
good.
Definitely got our money's worth of that game.
Oh my god, we totally have our money's worth. Well, didn't
just about every weekend.
Didn't we get one notification one time that we played a penny per match and that we paid
That's
for
right.
the game?
$49.99. it did that for both games. That
did
was
it?
Yeah, it did it for Melee and then it came out for Brawl too. I'm pretty sure.
I don't remember it happening twice.
I think I just recently hit it on mine.
Like really?
Like maybe in the last year it came up.
That's hysterical.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
That's hysterical.
Oh, I should have pulled our numbers of how many times we've KO'd each other. That would have been pretty good.
Oh,
next time.
We'll put them on the blog.
It's in the thousands.
Is it?
It's like you've KO'd, you've got like something like 15,000 KOs or something.
15,000?
I think so. I think it's like that high. It might even be more. It might be close to 20 at this point.
We have wasted so much time.
Crazy. Yeah, but some of the good times.
Some of the greatest times.
Yeah.
So some of the greatest times in my life have been playing Nintendo.
Oh, yeah.
So I definitely love the Pikmin. I didn't get to mention how much I love Animal Crossing.
Oh, that's right.
And I love Harvest Moon.
Strange
if anyone
game.
Else loves that game, I love Harvest Moon. I can't get enough of freaking Rune Factory either. I love that game.
I like that you
farming
like...
Farming and stabbing.
That it's like farming and stabbing. Yeah, they go great together, I guess.
Farming and stabbing.
I like games where you're actually like doing stuff and then stuff happens. Like you build these things, or like in that case, the farming, and then it happens while you're like doing other things, like combat and things like that. I like games that are like kind of Pikmin, like when you got things that do work for you.
Oh,
I like those kind
you
of
like
games.
That?
Yeah, yeah. I always think that's interesting.
There was a game called Little King Story that I got for Tom that was similar to that, but he never really got into it.
That looked great. I never got to play that.
It looks very cute. I don't know why he didn't play it for very long. I think he got a little frustrated with it.
Isn't it by the same people as Pikmin?
No.
I thought it was. It's similar kind of...
It's a similar concept.
Worker kind of game.
I forget which company is associated with it, but there were so many games that I didn't get to talk about during this hour, including Chibi-Robo. Remember that game?
Oh, that was a great game.
That was so great.
That was really cute.
And they came out with one for DS, which I never played, but they never came out with one for Wii, which was so disappointing. I would have loved to play...
Yeah. That was a good game. It was a little odd.
It was very strange.
There were some odd parts to it, but it was super cute
was
and very,
weirdest
very creative.
Game. Oh, it was awesome. I loved it. I mean, it was not like a hard game. It was just a game that you played through, and it was not that challenging, but it was like intriguing, and you wanted to keep on playing it.
Probably more for like younger, I would say it was probably geared to more to like a younger audience, but it was pretty great.
Or me.
Or you. That's right.
Anyway, I guess that's it for a Nintendo fan show.
Oh, yeah.
I win the
that
gift card.
That was pretty fun. You
Yay, I'm a winner.
The winner is...
Okay.
Oh, well.
Wow.
The champion is...
Okay.
I'm a winner.
Congratulations!
Congratulations, Kay.
There's actually someone on hold.
Is there?
Should we go to it?
Oh, you think we can do it real quick?
Let's go to it real quick.
All right, real quick.
All right, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello? Uh-oh.
Well, that's a loser.
I've never seen that before.
Neither have I.
That's weird.
X. All right. I'm a winner.
Sorry. All right.
We'll see you next week. Who's our guest next week?
Oh, that's right. We got to plug our guest.
Who's our guest? What's his name?
I'm blanking on his name.
Well, crap. We have a guest next week.
We're going to put it on the blog.
A political humorist.
That's right.
The name of his book is...
Sebastian. It's going to be great.
We are really great BTR hosts.
We should have pulled that out.
Fantastic.
We'll plug it on or something.
All right, we'll do it. All right, we'll
All
see
right.
you next
awesome.
Week.
Awesome. Thanks for listening. Take care. Bye.
This is the Darrington Kay Show.